Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the second week of February 2016. Got to get that in my database. Anyway, so this week begins February 8th, Monday, with the Aquarius New Moon. And it's exact at 6:39 a.m. Pacific time. And from the Chinese perspective, this begins the year of the Fire Monkey. Every 12 years, the year of the monkey happens, and every 12 years, it's a different element that's connected to this, to whatever that is. And that's true for all of the signs, whether it's the rat, or a dog, or the horse, or the ox, or the whatever other Chinese signs, the dragon. They have an element connected to them. And from the Chinese perspective, there's five elements. So this year, it's connected to fire, the monkey. And the monkey is considered clever and fortunate from the Chinese perspective. So this is a time to also consider and maybe be attuned to this year, the monkey mind, how it can jump from place to place. It can take us into places where it's telling us maybe we're not good enough, or we're not smart enough, or we're not enough of something, or we should be doing more, or those kinds of monkey mind thoughts that might come up, and it can jump all around. And then also maybe even taking time to very clearly look at and value, because we've got also Venus at the second chakra gate, how you value yourself, and to shift whenever you find yourself thinking things that aren't really, how do I want to say this, that aren't kind to yourself. If they're not being kind to yourself, then, you know, stopping yourself in that process and shifting what those thoughts are. It's an opportunity to really work with the monkey mind this entire year. And also, the other thing that comes up for me when I think about the year of the monkey is one of my favorite characters from the Ramayana and the Hindu story. The Vedic text is Hanuman, who is the monkey who actually helps Rama defeat the evil Rakshasas, the negative forces. The Rakshasas represent the negative forces, and Hanuman is very key in helping that to come about. So it's a great way to also connect into the year of the monkey. And then the moon will... The Aquarius New Moon is also an innovative, creative, activating the thoughts that haven't been thought before, novelty, and perhaps even shifting our assemblage point and how we view and perceive ourselves. And again, that's partly becoming aware of the monkey mind. So this every time there's an Aquarius New Moon, every year it's a new Chinese year that begins. And that happens sometimes in January and sometimes in February, and this happens to be happening on February 8th of 2016. So this is an important new moon to tune into. And then we're going to have Venus at the second gate reaching trine to Jupiter, retrograde Jupiter. So Venus at 21 Capricorn, Jupiter at 29 Virgo, and they're reaching their trine point around 11:54 p.m. on February 10th on Pacific time. So that means that'll happen on February 11th. And also on February 11th, Venus and Mercury are really close, low on the horizon before sunrise. They're at their closest point together in the sky, and to be seen visibly in the sky. So something definitely to tune in to. And Venus represents Inanna or Ishtar, depending on the whether you're looking at the Sumerians or the Babylonians. And in those stories, Mercury, in the Sumerian story, Mercury is Ninshabar. And so just as when Venus and Mercury come together in the morning sky, this is the time when Venus is instructing Mercury, or Inanna is instructing Ninshubar to make sure that she gets back from her journey into the underworld, and if she doesn't, to send help. And so this is already into the cycle, but we could imagine that they're just checking in to see how things go. And interestingly, years, you know, when these stories were created, the Mercury and Venus would come together in the morning sky right before Venus began her descent into the underworld. That doesn't always happen in every version of the Venus story, but it is happening as Venus is at the second gate. So then we're going to have the moon catch up to Uranus, and you may remember there were 18 moon occultations over Uranus that lasted until December of 2015. And so the last month in January and this month we have the moon with Uranus but not doing an occultation. So that's interesting, and you may tune in to see what the difference is. But Uranus has to do with sudden change, things we don't expect. The moon is amplifying that, and this is also perhaps shifting our perception again. We to see a bigger picture, to be able to perhaps even see what it is that we're most committed to, what cause are we most committed to. And then on Saturday, the 13th of February, the moon is entering Taurus, and Mercury is entering Aquarius. So we have two shifts into signs at this particular time. And then Mars is also going to sextile Jupiter, Mars at 21 Scorpio, Jupiter at 21 Virgo. And that is not always necessarily something that's easy, although I know in traditional astrology they look at sextiles as an easy relationship, and it is the relationship between water and earth, Scorpio being a water sign, Virgo being an earth sign. But Mars is fire, is masculine spirit, and Jupiter also is fire, masculine spirit. So if we look at earth and water connecting with fire, what is it that we're getting activated in this reality, in our middle world experience? And Mercury traveling through Aquarius is also activating the innovative, creative aspects of the mind, being able to see things in a new way, activating expansion of our perception, of our reality, and of ourselves. And that will last for as long as Mercury is in Aquarius. And then we'll have Valentine's Day on Sunday, February 14th, and that is the Taurus first quarter moon. It's exact at 11:46 p.m., and it's at 26 Taurus, very close to the Pleiades, and the Pleiades are a portal, a stargate, an activation point. And so to have the first quarter moon there, that's also really representative in the hero's quest, the time of stepping into, crossing the threshold into the zone of power or the place of initiation. And when it's in Taurus, it's always about how do we increase our experience of pleasure? How do we really enjoy and savor the beauty of life, the pleasure of life, an embodied experience of life as pleasurable, similar to what we might imagine would have happened in the garden of earthly delights? And how do we reclaim that? How do we become conscious and aware of that? And it is on the heart day, the day of Valentine's Day, the days that we express our love and appreciation. So let's remember to include the earth in that, to express our love and appreciation for the earth on Valentine's Day in the second week of February 2016.